Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever my voice is heard. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are live with PSM, with Prophetic Perspectives, and we're grateful to God for another day. Hallelujah, to be here in the land of the living. We thank and praise God for each of you, my father's children. Thank you for chiming in and tuning in today to listen to the show and to take part in the show. Praise the Lamb of God through your various questions and participations. We thank God for Blog Talk Radio and all that it has been doing for us, offering us this venue so that we'll be able, praise the Lamb of God, to reach out and touch somebody else. I got something too hot to hold. Guess what happened to me today? The TV station called me. Oops! Praise the Lamb of God. That's prophecy in motion. The television station has called me. Praise the Lamb. And desires to talk to me, praise God, about, hallelujah, airing on television. I am so excited. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, the Lord is good, and his goodness is beyond all of our vivid imaginations. What an awesome God that we serve. He's moving in the land. He's moving by his spirit, and he's doing mightily. He is doing mightily in this season. I bless God for each and every one of you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're here today and you're just chiming in by your computer and you want to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do that today by dialing error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818, and that will give you access, praise the Lamb of God, to us so that you can push one on your keypad and you will find yourself in a place in queue where you can ask questions and things of that nature right here on the show and participate. If you are here again, that number is area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we're in the year, praise the Lamb of God. It's the ninth day of the year, the number of birthing, praise the Lamb of God, the number of a full cycle coming to pass. And we are here in 2013, the year of the Spirit, the year of the oil, the year of the anointing, the year of the water, the year of the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, for God has promised great and mighty things, people of God. And I am here to tell you they're coming to pass no matter what's happening, what's going on, what you're going through. Praise the Lamb of God. I was reading this morning in my meditation, Jeremiah, praise the Lamb of God. I believe it was Jeremiah 31 and 33, or vice versa. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Anyway, Jeremiah said, praise the Lamb of God, that I will be their God. That right there took me away. Praise the Lamb of God. Because that's the only thing we really need, praise God, is for God to be our God. Hallelujah. If you really sit and think about, praise the Lamb of God, and meditate upon those words alone, I will be their God. And if you say God is your God, praise the Lamb of God, then you can plunge into the ocean of eternity, praise the Lamb of God, and never find a border. You can swim for as long as you want to and never arrive at a shore. You can go deep as you want to, and you will never find the bottom of the love, the vastness, the greatness, praise the Lamb of God, of God. And then you must understand if he is your God, all of that belong to you. Praise the Lamb of God. All of his love, all of his peace, all of his joy, all of his blessings, all of his storehouse, whatever it is, it belongs to you. Praise the Lamb of God, because God is your God. And I'm here to tell you today, God is my God. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't know another and don't want to know another. Praise the Lamb of God. If you know another God, you can have him. I don't want to even be introduced to him. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I know, hallelujah, my Redeemer lives. That I know. I know my Redeemer lives, and I know that my Redeemer, praise the Lamb of God, loves me. Hallelujah, because he gave his life for me. Praise the Lamb of God. He shed his blood for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, we were in a beautiful conversation yesterday here on the show with Jermaine, praise the Lamb of God, who had called in. And we did our best, praise the Lamb of God, right off of our cuff, as they say, to explain, praise the Lamb of God, what fasting is all about. Praise the Lord. We're going to have some special guests come and do a series with us on the show soon. Praise the Lamb of God, on fasting. I told you we're going to start having more guests on the show, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can fulfill, hallelujah, the purpose of the show, and that is to educate, to inspire, to activate, to bring you to a place of prophetic knowledge that will take you higher and higher, praise the Lamb of God, in your life. If you apply, praise the Lamb, the principles that's being laid out, if you apply these principles, you will find yourself growing in leaps and bounds. Praise the Lamb of God. You will find yourself growing in leaps and bounds, as many has testified to, praise the Lord, since they've been connected to the PSM ministry. Praise the Lord. Because it's a constant teaching. There's constant revelation. There's consistent, praise the Lamb of God, flooding of the Spirit of God, just flooding all day long like a river flowing, praise the Lamb of God. And I am just overly, praise God, excited about the people who are applying these teachings, praying to the Lamb of God from first fruits on. They are jumping in full force, praise the Lamb of God, and saying, you know what? I'm going to do what the Word of God said do this year. I'm not going to miss the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, or anything of that nature. And God is doing his part to make everything so simplistic for us and so easy, praise the Lamb of God, for us to be able to do the things that the Lord will have us to do. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, hallelujah. What powerful praying do we receive on this show? What powerful prophetic words we receive on this show? What powerful unctions we receive on this show? Oh, my God, the Lord is just so good to us, and we can't do nothing but give God praise and honor and glory. Today is our praise day on the page, praise the Lamb of God. So our praises should be high today, praise the Lamb of God. You ever sit and dance? I was sitting here in this chair, but my feet were dancing, praise the Lamb of God, and my shoulders was moving, and my hands was waving, praise the Lamb of God. I just got excited reading the Word of God, meditating on it, and listening to some praise and worship music. I just got excited because, people of God, when I wrap my mind, praise the Lamb of God, around the fact that God is my God, praise the Lamb of God, he's my King, and that I am in covenant relationship with him, and that my relationship with him, as the young people would say, is tight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is, I'm not faking it. Hallelujah. I'm making it. I'm doing what God would have me to do. Praise the Lamb. The best of my ability, his grace and his mercy is taking care of the rest. I feel his spirit every day, every morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that allows me to know that the Lord is with me. He opened doors. He's making ways. Praise the Lamb of God. He's doing just what he said he would do, and I'm waiting on the greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody say, greater! Praise the Lamb of God. I'm waiting on the greater. I'll give you another chance. You missed it that time, didn't you? Somebody shout, greater! Praise the Lamb of God, because greater is coming. The greater promises are coming, and all of the promises of God, that's my scripture for the year, is yes, yea, and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All of the promises of God are yes, yea, and amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. And we need to stay in that frame of mind, praise the Lamb of God, as we go, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Knowing that greater belongs to us, because God is our God. People of God, wrap your mind around it today. Somebody just say, God is my God. I dare you just touch yourself and say it to yourself. Hallelujah. The God, hallelujah, of the universe is my God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. And you're going to feel the rush, praise the Lamb of God, if you say it from your spirit man that God is your God and your King. You're going to feel the rush of the Holy Spirit moving upon the altar of your heart. Hallelujah. Your hand may go up right there at the desk. Be careful. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't slip on a bar of soap. Hallelujah. Don't mess up in the kitchen. Though your coffee going to be too hot, you better get it out the microwave. Hallelujah. Because when you get excited about God, praise the Lamb of God, is due to your reflection of the goodness of God. Stop looking at what's bad and look at the goodness of God. How good is God? Oh, he woke me up this morning. That's good enough for me. Praise the Lamb of God. I have my right mind. Oh, that's good enough for me. I have love in my heart. That's good enough for me. I can feel his spirit. That's good enough for me. I can wave my hands. That's good enough for me. I can move my feet. That's good enough for me. The sun is shining. That's good enough for me. I got a roof over my head, floor beneath my feet, food in the kitchen. That's good enough for me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell you, I love God today, people of God. This show, hallelujah, inspires me even to do more and to be the best that I can be for Jesus Christ. I wish, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that all of you could sit in my seat just for about a week, praise the Lamb of God, and feel the power and the anointing, hallelujah, that God refreshes me day after day after day to empower me to do what I do. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's all because of you, people of God. It's not so much that he loves me that he does it. It's so much that he loves you. Praise the Lamb of God, his anoint. You are the anoint of God, the people of God. Hallelujah. And he refreshes me. He restores me. He energizes me. He anoints me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And allows my mind to work, hallelujah, and do what it does on your behalf, so that you can be taught, so that you can walk, praise the Lamb of God, in this way, praise the Lamb of God, that gives you a greater perspective of him, so that you can live, move, and have your being in God. Woo! I tell you, that Jeremiah told me up today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I will be their God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when you can read something like that and walk away and flip it around and say, he is my God. Hallelujah. Not he will be, but he is. My goodness, that's enough to blow your mind away right there, people of God. Praise the Lamb. All right, we got a caller already. I'm lighting up your mic. Stay on the main line today. Anonymous caller. Your Hello. Mic is high.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm from the UK.
I just was playing with you, man. Just take it easy.
I'm from
I can't
the
hear
UK.
You. Your name is what?
My name is Reverend McKenzie.
Wow, I can't understand who you are.
Reverend
I can't understand.
McKenzie. Reverend McKenzie.
Reverend Smith?
McKenzie.
Where are you calling from?
From the United Kingdom.
From the United Kingdom? Is this Blossom?
It's in the England.
Wow.
England.
Can you talk closer to the mic of your telephone, or where are you talking from? Because you're not coming through clear.
Yeah, I'm from the UK, from the United Kingdom.
Okay, and what is your name?
I am Reverend McKenzie.
Oh, good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. What do you want to say to us today?
Yes, I see you have a prophetic perspective. We'll discuss multiple dimensions of the prophetic. Old and new, such as the office of a prophet, the gift of prophecy, and the spirit of prophecy, there will also be changing as the kingdom lesson taught also discussed concerning this. So I wanted to know more about what you're talking about, the prophet, the office of a prophet, because you see, I also been called in the office of a prophet and a teacher, prophet and teacher. So I wanted to get a little more input from you, what you have to say concerning this, that I may be able to even learn more from it and understand more from it from you.
Okay, well, good. Praise the Lamb of God. We talk about something that's centered around the prophetic office and the prophetic anointing every day of the week, 5 days a week here on the show. Praise God. Hallelujah. We also have a book, books that we've written that's at our website that you can get. Praise God, at psmintl.org. psmintl.org. We have a prophetic manual that has the prophetic awakening and the prophetic awareness merged, and it will give you plenty of information on the basis of the office, on the basis of the gifts, on the function, on the submission of it. Praise the Lamb of God. It will help you understand dreams and visions. It will do a lot for you, this manual, praise God, that will help you in a lot of the things that you desiring to know. If you have been called to this vital office, praise the Lamb of God, have received the outpouring as you have declared. There is a lot of differences, praise the Lamb of God, in these various offices or functions, let's say, and giftings, even though, praise the Lamb of God, they work basically the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. The gift of prophecy works like prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, but it doesn't necessarily make you a prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. And then the prophet's office, praise the Lamb, is greater than just speaking about the future. The prophet's office has much entailed in it, praise the, as a representative or an ambassador for God in the earth realm in both forthtelling, praise the Lamb of God, and foretelling. There's a lot, you know, that one needs to understand about that office before they run off into it, praise the Lamb of God, and just declare they're a prophet, because then, and because you're a prophet, you're under satanic attack by the spirit of Jezebel, praise the Lamb of God. She's coming to take you out, hallelujah. And you have to be ready for that spirit, praise God, of seducing, that seduces you, praise the Lamb of God, that spirit, praise the Lamb, that wants your head on a spigot, that spirit, praise the Lamb, that want to shut you down and shut your anointing down. And you have to be very careful, praise the Lamb of God, if you've been called to this office, hallelujah, like no other, because you are under satanic observation all the time, praise the Lamb of God, and nothing but the blood of Jesus and the knowledge of, praise the Lamb of God, who you are, and the mantle, praise the Lamb of God, that God has placed on you is going to be your salvation and your deliverance in that area, praise God, hallelujah. The prophet has to also, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm just giving you some tidbits here since you are called. Praise the Lamb of God boldly. The prophet also has to have an extremely extraordinary prayer life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The prophet, greater to me than anybody, need to be any of the fivefold, if you would, of the apostle, evangelist, pastor, prophet, all of that, needs to have a prayer life, praise the Lamb, that is in line with what Jesus said. Man ought always pray and not faint. The prophet ought always be in a prayer mode that places him in a relationship so that he can hear from God, praise the Lamb of God, that he is in a sensitive state, hallelujah, through his prayer life and his sanctification life, that he can hear the voice of God speak to him at any given time about anybody, even without requesting it, without praying or anything, just like I'm talking to you, praise the Lamb of God. I should be able, if the Lord desires to speak to you, to give you a word right now, if that's God's desire, because of relationship, because of my prayer life, because of my spirituality, is of such, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But just wanting to sit and talk to people and give people prophecies and this, that, and another all the time, praise the Lamb of God, that is not the office of the prophet necessarily. Someone can perfect their gift and set up shop like that, praise the Lamb of God. But if you're going to be walking in this powerful office, then you have to understand your mantle. What's in that mantle, praise the Lamb of God, is healing in my mantle as a prophet, is raising the dead in my mantle as a prophet, praise the Lord. And then if all of this is in my mantle, then how do I activate it, praise God? And then I must understand spiritual mapping so that I might know the territory, praise the Lamb of God, that God has given me, hallelujah, and how far my voice reaches, praise the Lamb of God. How far can my hand stretch? Am I a local prophet, church prophet, praise the Lamb of God, state prophet, national prophet, or international prophet, praise the, if I'm in this vital office, praise the Lamb. If you are there, then you need to find out, praise the Lamb of God, through your seeking of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, and through what God has called you to do. when God calls us, 9 times out of 10, praise the Lamb of God, the assignment is in the calling. When God calls you, praise the Lamb of God, and that's the only way that you are called to be a prophet in the office of the prophet, praise the Lamb of God, is God called. A man can't anoint you to that prophet. Oil can't be poured on your head and establish that office for anyone. They must be placed there, praise the Lamb of God, by God. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Because this is a relationship that hinges upon the person who is in the office and God. Praise the Lamb of God. There is no mediator. Hallelujah. The only mediator you have is the Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ between you and the Father that gives your directives. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The prophet belongs to God and nobody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those of us that get duped into believing, praise the Lamb of God, that we belong to somebody else when we must stay clear to hear the voice of God, to do the biddings of God, will be hindered in our journey. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, I gave you enough for you to go on over there and on the website now, order your book so we can send it to you. But all of this that I'm saying and even more, I mean, is pages and pages of knowledge there for you, my friend, to get this book, Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for you calling in today and being a part of our show. Praise the Lamb of God, and hope that you can continue to stay with us. Okay, now, brother?
Yes, I hear what you're saying, and I get what you're saying there, because I remember some time ago, the Lord poured oil upon my head, and the oil was so real that was poured in my head that I felt it running down my forehead, okay? And another time again, I felt like a mountain stream of water was flowing straight into my, like my head was open and flowing straight to me, right? And it was so awesome that I couldn't contain it, that all I could do was just open my mouth and just stand there and receive what the Lord was doing then in the church while I was there.
Wow. So, was that in a vision?
No, that was real. I was awake.
Hello, you're here.
I was awake. I was real. I was awake.
Had a vision?
No, it wasn't a vision. It wasn't a vision. It was real.
Oh, you were reading. Okay, I see.
No. It was, it happened to me naturally. It happened naturally. I was in the church, standing there, and this took place and happened to me. Did you hear what I said? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you Reverend McKenzie?
I am.
Okay, McKenzie, and you're saying to me that you were standing in the church.
Yes.
And oil was poured on your head.
Yes, spiritual oil was pouring into my head.
Okay, but it wasn't done by the hand of a man.
It wasn't done by the hand of a man. No, it happened twice.
Okay, but you were the only one who can see this oil.
I'm the only one that is, I didn't see it. I felt it happening to me in my head. It was poured out of my head spiritually.
Okay, I got you. Praise God, I got you. Praise the Lamb. Okay, and that is awesome. That is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To have an awesome experience like that is wonderful. Praise the Lamb. But even in the oil being poured over your head, and I understand that, praise the Lamb of God, have you heard the voice of the Lord giving you a commission?
I didn't hear no voice, except at the time when it was happening to me, what was happening to me in my spirit, in the church, at the time when it was happening, people were speaking in tongues. When that was happening to me, And I had this interpretation of what they were saying. And I didn't give it the interpretation. And someone came to me and said to me after the service, why didn't you give the interpretation?
So you spoke in tongue during this time?
No, someone was speaking in tongue. Someone else in the church.
Oh, someone else was speaking in tongue, but they didn't give you the interpretation.
And I got the interpretation. But
oh, you received the interpretation.
Yes, but I didn't give it. I didn't speak it. I didn't tell them. And someone came to me after the service and said to me, why didn't you give the interpretation?
Okay. And what was the interpretation?
That's a long time ago, 28 years ago. I don't remember now.
Oh, you don't know what the Lord said? Okay.
But I remember. I forget.
I'm trying to connect your oil with a calling. You say that you are a prophet. You've been called as a prophet. Then how do you know you've been called as a prophet?
Well, it's been told to me over 3 times in 1 week by apostles.
They have told you this?
Yes.
Okay, and that's good.
That's good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that right out the mouth of two or three witnesses. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And
but
none of them, none of them knew each other what they told me.
Okay, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. But, Mackenzie, let me tell you this, and I'm very serious. Praise the Lord. The assignment that's upon your life, praise the Lamb of God, as a prophet is so serious, praise the Lamb, because sometimes, depending on your calling and your mission, it could put you on in a state of life and death. And all I'm saying to you is to make sure through your prayers, praise the Lamb of God, that God give you a revelation, praise the Lamb of God, of your calling so that you will be, that you will know that you know that this is what God wants you to do.
Amen, amen.
Because it's a dangerous assignment at times. I mean, you know, prophets, you can prophesy something. You know, John the Baptist prophesied to King Herod, and it cost him his head.
Oh, yes, he cost him his head.
Yeah, that's right. His head came off. You know, we look at prophecy and stuff in these positions and stuff in this day and time, but as the tribulation period increases, praise them, we go deeper and deeper into this thing. You know, there are countries now that you can go over to and prophesy and over in East India and places like that, and you can lose your head over there. They will kill you.
Well, put it this way. A man of God cannot lose his head until God says it is time.
All I'm saying is to you is just make sure that that you understand your office and your assignment, okay?
That's all I'm saying,
brother, and I'm going to pray for you right now if that's all right with you.
Yeah, you can pray for me, sir, but what I want to say before you pray is that I've got a lot of attacks for 2 years. The enemy really tried to kill me from I was born. From I was in my mother's womb, the devil tried to kill me. The doctor came back and said he shouldn't be living, he should be dead. And when I was born, I was small half a pound of bag of sugar. That's how small I was. And I was, a pillar couldn't hold me. I was too small for that. Right? And the Lord brought me through it. And the devil tried to kill me in Jamaica, right? The more the time I fell off coconut trees and range of trees and different trees and so forth, and bamboo stick followed up this active tree past me by my eyes, my eye almost went in my head, and I came to England, the United Kingdom, and the enemy tried to kill me as well. several times. Car crashed me, car bounced me down, and been stabbed, never been punched. So many things have happened to me over the years. But you see, the Lord has kept me alive because he called me to do his work. And it will be done. The Lord told me in a vision, he said to me, Zion train is coming. It's been confirmed, tested, and examined, and it's yours. That is a vision I had concerning that.
All right. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory today for this. Your son, we thank you for this call today. We give you glory in knowing, Father, that his testimony, that the oil has been poured out upon him, hallelujah, and that stands ready to do your will. I pray now, Father, in the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, that you would give greater revelation. Praise the Lamb of God, that you would open up his ears, his inner ear, and that you would cause, hallelujah, revelation to flow. Praise the Lamb of God in his heart, in his spirit, that will bring him to understand the totality of the call that's upon his life. Thank you for the testimony, praise the Lamb of God, that he has given, Father. I thank you, hallelujah, praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah, that this man, praise the Lamb of God, stands ready to do your will. And I know, Father, that you are not the author of confusion. So I pray, Father, hallelujah, that greater revelation given to him, that he may walk in the anointing, hallelujah, of Elijah. Hallelujah, if that's your will, Father, that he may do, that he may declare, that he may decree, that he may prophesy, that he may heal the sick, and that the dead may raise at his voice. Hallelujah. I pray, Father, that you would open doors for him. Hallelujah. Of education and doors that will give him all that he needs. Praise the Lamb of God. Order to do your perfect will. I pray, Father, hell will be held back. Praise the Lamb of God. That you would raise up a standard. Glory to the Lamb of God. When the enemy even would rush in like a flood. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you now, and we give you praise. Hallelujah and amen. Okay, brother? Okay?
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
You. That's all, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Wow. That was exciting. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God. Hallelujah. Pastor McKenzie is called to end. Thank you for that time that we shared there, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is an important assignment, as you see, even in me explaining the critical office. Praise the Lamb of God, and all that it takes is not a assignment that you just run up in because somebody walks up to you and say, you know, my name is Reverend Bobo, and you're supposed to be a prophet and this, that, and another, and blah, 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 blah. This is the office is too powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. The responsibility and the accountability is too great for you to go off of somebody telling you and not God, because they're not going to be there, praise the Lamb of God, when the hellhounds start raging. They're not going to be there. You're going to need God, praise the Lamb of God. They're not going to be there if you get thrown in a dungeon. They're not going to be there if you get thrown off of a hill, praise the Lamb of God. They're not going to be there, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to have to know that you know that God has spoken to you and that God has called you to the serious assignment, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's why I took him through, praise the Lamb of God, those steps to make sure, praise God. We must be careful of visions, and we must be careful of feelings, praise the Lamb of God, of what we feel, of what we feel. I felt this. I felt that. I felt this, praise the Lamb of God. God is able to speak. You have an ear. You have an inner ear. People of God, make sure, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you get from God what you need, hallelujah, in order to proceed in this public ministry. Praise the Lamb of God when it comes down to prophecy and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb, because you want to be the one that's standing there knowing that I'm called of God. Hallelujah. You want to be the one that's knowing that I've been sanctified, I've been set aside for this work. You want to be the one that know because of this, hallelujah, God has qualified me and he has glorified me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's my confidence in ministry. Somebody just told me yesterday about how confident I am. I am confident because that's my confidence. I know he appeared to me. I know he called my name. I know he spoke to me. I know, praise the Lamb of God, what he told me to do. Praise the Lamb. I am secure in that. I know the anointing that's on my life. I know my assignment. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't be nothing but confident in that. When you know your job, praise the Lamb of God. Then I have equipped myself, praise the Lord, through biblical knowledge. I have equipped myself through prayer and seeking God's face for revelation to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that I can groom and develop others, praise the Lord, for the Lord Jesus, for this crucial ministry. And people of God, we have to press, praise the Lamb of God, ourselves to maximum potential when it comes down to the Holy Spirit. You can't be satisfied on the first floor. You have to press yourself to maximum potential, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so that not only will you be blessed, but that you can be the blessing, hallelujah, to countless others. And that's what God is calling us for in this season. Hallelujah. Woo! There's a lot of work to be done. Praise the Lamb of God. And there's a lot of you. You know what? We haven't even prayed yet. Do you all know that? It's almost 1 o'clock, and we have not even prayed. Let's stop and get some prayer going on here. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're here today, praise the Lord, and you would like to pray for us today, hallelujah, I would that you would push 1 on the dial. And chime in with us, praise the Lord, and pray with us today, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. I would love for someone to do that for us today, if you're here, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and pray with us today and pray for us today. Oh, God is speaking, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hi, Bertha.
Hey, Prophet, how are you?
I'm fine. Bertha, you just going to pray for me every day, aren't you? Hallelujah. I thank you.
If no one else push one, I'll push it.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. All right, Bertha, come on, lead us to the throne now because time is, you know, far spent. Praise the Lamb of God. Some other things I'm going to get into. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord,
bless
you. Come before you today. As humble as we know how, God, we love
yes.
you, we adore you, we magnify, we praise, we lift up your holy and righteous name. Father God, forgive us of all of our sins, knowing and unknowing. Father God, allow us to come before your presence, oh God, to sit in your lap as you whisper in our ears, words of wisdom, knowledge, and revelation. Father God, we thank you that you love us because we love you. Father God, because you live, we live, and we can face all of our tomorrows. Father God, we thank you for your shedded blood that cleanses and washes us white as snow. Father God, today we just want to thank you. We just want to worship and adore you for who you are. We thank you, God, for the healings and the deliverance that are manifesting and taking place. We thank you, God, for signs, wonders, and miracles that are being performed this day. Father God, we thank you because you are the living word. We thank you for the rivers of living water that springs forth up out of us, your Holy
yes,
Spirit, that leads and guides and teaches us, oh God. God, we thank you that this is the season of now, that we want to walk and learn your resurrection power. Father God, because when you rose from the dead, you rose God. And we give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praise as we walk in our destiny of the promise. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, God, and we thank you. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Bertha.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I'm excited about God today. Praise the Lamb. Woo! What an awesome God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord is beautiful, and he loves you today. Let's listen to this.
Yes,
and
Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's pertinent stuff.
Our God is an awesome God. Our God reigns. Hallelujah. Holy Lord and righteous in all your ways. We love your name. We love your name. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Holy One. Holy One, Majesty. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. His grace is an ocean we're all sinking.
Hallelujah.
So heaven meets earth like a
sloppy
wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have to maintain these regrets.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We love you. Oh, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We love you. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
God, my God, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, how he loves us. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. People of God, hallelujah. I got something for you today, praise the Lamb of God, that I want to share with you. Hallelujah. Especially for those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who are trying your best, praise the Lamb, and desire to meet us in Chicago next year. Not next year, this year, praise the Lamb. We're in 2013 in November, praise God. 10 months away, hallelujah. We're going to be in the city of Chicago, praise the Lamb of God, for our conference. And you want to go with us, praise God, hallelujah. Listen to me good now, because, you know, when something is too simplistic, a lot of people miss it, praise the Lamb. We can get deep stuff because we're deep thinkers, but this is very simplistic, praise the Lamb of God. We have a savings plan that you can do if you do this, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, depending on what how you do it. I know if you just do it basically, you will have at least, praise the Lamb of God, $1,200 to $1,300 in your pocket, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, about time the conference come. And it's so simple, praise the Lamb of God. It's so simple, people of God, hallelujah. You will have $1,200 to $1,300 in your pocket, praise the Lamb of God. If you have to fly, the average flight top will be around $400, praise the Lamb of God. If you fly to get there, You pay your registration. You pay for your room. You will have plenty, spending money, whatever. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can walk around, order your room service if you want to, go over to the mall, which is just across the lot, praise the Lamb of God, or where we're planning the conference at, this, that, and another, and you will not have to worry about nobody in your room. You can have your own room. Praise the Lamb. Do what you want to do. Praise God. Listen to me good now. I'm going to tell you what to do. Praise the Lamb of God. It's on our Facebook page there. Praise the Lamb of God. But a lot of people don't understand how to work this dollar chart. It's a dollar chart. Praise God. Listen to me. This is how you do it. Praise the Lamb of God. This is how you do it. For each week, praise the Lamb of God, the number of the week in the year, you save that amount of money. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For instance, last week was the first week of the year. You take $1 for the whole week, not every day, just that $1, and put it in a jar or whatever. You save it. This week is the second week. You take $2 and put it in a jar just for the week, no more. Next week is the third week. Praise the Lamb of God. You put $3. The 10th week, you put $10. But you have to count the weeks in the year. Praise the Lord. It's 52 weeks, right? At the end of the year, you should put $52 in that jar. When you add it up, you're going to have $1,300-something dollars that you have saved. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is don't touch it. It will accumulate by itself. There is no simpler way to save money. Praise the Lamb of God. Just that easy, people of God. And I hear some of you saying, I can do that. I can do, yes, you can. All of you can. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's only one word that will cause you to be successful. Discipline. Praise the Lamb of God. That's all you need is discipline. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And just know the number of the week. What week is this in the year? And if you're doing it, you'll never forget. Praise God. Yeah, how can I keep up with that? It's simple. Praise God. Because your mind, you want to save this money, your mind will do it. Praise God. Here's my $2 this week. I put a dollar. So somebody right now, if you want to start, drop $3 in a container. Praise the Lamb of God. By the end of this year, when it about time it comes for you to purchase your flight, you'll have your money. About time it comes for you to register, you'll have your money. When you get ready to come, you'll have your money. I promise you. Praise God. Then some of us, praise God, hallelujah, should be able to save $2 or $3. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. Suppose I put $3 in there for the first week. Hello, praise the Lamb of God. The second week, I put $4 in there instead of the $2. But you see what I'm saying? You can save you about $5,000 by the end of this year. It's all about your discipline and not going back, praise the Lamb of God, stealing out of there and borrowing out of there, just leaving alone. Hallelujah. And watch and see how much money you have. It's a simple plan. Praise the Lamb of God. You can do this. Hallelujah. You can do this. Praise God. Now, this is our savings plan. It's up to you, praise the Lamb of God, to do this. Now, I can't explain it no simpler than I have. You save a dollar, praise the Lamb of God, toward the number of the week that's in the year. If it's the fifth year week in the year, you save $5. The 10th week in the year, I save $10. If the 20th week in the year, I save $20. Praise the Lamb of God. At the end of the year, when you add it all up, you'll have $1,300-something dollars. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just trying to help those of us who would like to go to the conference, praise the Lamb of God, to make your way easy. Praise the Lamb of God. Make your way easy. Hallelujah. Make your way easy to come to the conference. Praise the Lamb of God. It also can be used as any other kind of savings that you want it to be used for. Praise God. But it's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. And you can do this. Praise the Lamb of God. You can do this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. people of God, I really want, praise the Lamb of God, the people of God to be blessed, hallelujah, and I want you to come out of this year strong. This is the year of promise, praise the Lamb of God. At the end of this year, declare and decree over yourself now, and I'm going to do it with you, praise the Lamb of God, that when I come out of this year, I'm not going to be broke, praise the Lamb of God. When I come out of this year, I'm going to have some money saved. When I come out of this year, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, my bill's going to be paid. All you need is discipline, praise the Lamb of God. That's all you need. You don't have to be a tightwad. You need discipline. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if we discipline ourselves, this is a spiritual, praise the Lamb of God, component of the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, or any other thing you want to do in the spirit. Discipline. It takes discipline to pray, praise the Lamb of God. Those of us who pray daily, we have developed a discipline, praise the Lamb of God. And if you're going to move in the power of God, in the anointing of God, it's going to take discipline. Discipline and discipleship run hand in hand. Praise the Lamb of God. That's all being a disciple is. I've been disciplined. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And discipline is not a punishment. Discipline, praise the Lamb of God, is an element that causes you, praise the Lamb of God, to walk in a trajectory or a process, praise the Lamb of God, that leads to, hallelujah, or results in your benefit. That's what disciplines do for us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, that's all you need is to be disciplined this year. A lot of people don't like this kind of stuff, praise the Lamb of God. They don't want to hear it because they loosen themselves, praise God, hallelujah. But when you have order and discipline, you can do this, praise the Lamb of God. You can do it, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Okay, I want to drop that on you. November the 6th, 7th, and 8th is the conference times, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know that, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be available during the conference, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, to receive all that God is going to have for us this year. I'm excited about, praise the Lamb of God, going there next week, week after next, praise the Lamb of God, with our team, and walk through the site again, praise the Lamb of God. Then we'll announce to you, once we secure things, where it's going to be and this, that, and another, praise the Lamb of God, so you can start preparing for it, hallelujah, this far in advance. And that's a blessing when you have a whole practically year knowledge of knowing, praise the Lamb of God, of what you want to do and how you want to do it, praise the Lord. So I just want to drop that in your spirit today, praise the Lamb of God, so that you'll be able to be there, praise the Lamb, come in style, praise God, hallelujah, not come with your hand out, not come looking for a handout, not coming looking for free access, things of that nature. You know I got mine, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And that's the way God wants you to function. He wants you to be the head, not the tail. He wants you to be the lender and not the borrower, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. So I drop that in your spirit, hallelujah. It works. It has been tried, proven, and tested, and you can do that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, we haven't received any praise reports today. If you dial 1 on your dial, press 1. You can give your praise report, praise the Lamb of God. You can give, hallelujah, praise report. You can give testimony, praise the Lamb of God, or prayer request as the show continues. Those of you listening via the internet, we're at the top of the hour. You can call in, area code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Listen, people of God, hallelujah. The requests have come again, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, from two different people about first fruits, praise the Lamb of God. They really, they understand, praise God, the first part of first fruits, and that is the giving of the whole. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm taking this time because I want you to be blessed this year. The giving of the whole, praise the Lamb of God. It's the whole giving. So if you're going to sow your first fruit, praise the Lamb of God, you give the whole of your check, not a part of it. You give the whole, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the proper way of doing it. It's the whole of a thing, praise the Lamb of God. It's the whole of a thing, people of God. Then, after you give the whole, praise the Lamb of God, when each increase come upon you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Now, this is the part that gets sticky with a lot of people. When increase come upon you, praise the Lamb of God, you give the increase part one time, praise the Lamb of God, that the spirit of increase will rest upon you. Now, I'm giving you the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the word of God. This ain't the word of Shakespeare. Praise God. This is the Bible that you believe is the word of God and that you trust in. Hallelujah. It has the blessing plan in it for you. Hallelujah. Concerning your increase. And if you do this, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to find that God will increase you more and more. Praise the Lamb of God. That God will increase you more and more according to his holy word, because his word cannot fail. And those of you who have tried it, you know it can't. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So, again, praise the Lamb of God, if I make $500 a week, when I get my check, praise the Lamb of God, and I say, it's first fruit time, I'm going to sow this. I sow the $500. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the first fruit. Praise the Lamb of God of increase. When in the year, when I get a raise, praise the Lamb of God, of $50. Now I got $550 on my check. Wow, they gave me a raise. I take the $50, praise the Lamb of God, one time, and take it to the priest, praise the Lamb of God, that the spirit of increase will rest upon me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that's very simple. Now, praise the Lamb of God, I get another raise a month later. Now I'm making $600 a week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now I say, well, it was $550. I got a raise to $550. Now they gave me another $50 raise. I take that $50 one time, just one time only, praise the Lamb of God, and give it to the priest. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because I want the spirit of increase to rest upon me. Now, this is the Bible, people of God. This is not me. This is the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. At the same time now, watch this. That's not all I have to give, because I still have to pay my tithes. Praise the Lamb of God. But the increase part is where we mess up at as people of God, because we don't understand the blessing of God. We don't understand the blessing plan of God for increase. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Once you give this increase, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The spirit of increase rests upon you so you can increase even the more. Praise the Lamb of God throughout the year. Now, that's the word of God. Praise the Lamb. Every time you receive the increase, you bring the increase, praise the Lamb of God, one time only. Hallelujah. If you don't increase anymore, you don't bring that increase portion. You just tithe, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For instance, if I get a raise to $550, I have paid, praise the Lamb of God, the $50 raise portion. I said, here it is, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The spirit of increase is pronounced over me. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel the anointing when I'm saying this to you all, people of God. And I walk away, praise the Lamb. I don't get another raise. The next week, I get my $550. All I owe is my tithes and regular offering. The next week, I get $550. I owe my tithes and regular offering. The next week, I get $550. I owe my tithes and regular offering. The next week, I get $600. Okay, that's a $50 increase. I take the $50 increase. Praise the Lamb of God. I give it to praise the Lamb of God, the priest, as the word of God has commanded, that the spirit of increase might be pronounced on me again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the Bible. This is the word of God that you read every day. These are passages that we just leap over and act like they don't apply. Praise the Lamb of God. But they are there for us, hallelujah, to tap into so that we can be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that the spirit of increase can remain upon us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you now, I've explained it, praise the Lamb of God, several times. Praise the Lamb of God. It's all through your Bible. If you go to your concordance and look up first fruits, it'll come up and you can read it yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you do this, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, the blessing of the Lord comes upon you, the spirit of increase comes upon you, and it remains upon you, and you continuously increase. When you read the word of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you will find out that the majority of the people of God that you know, that I know, that struggle, praise the Lamb of God, with their finances, they struggle with their finances because of the fact they refuse to pay their tithes. Praise the Lamb of God. Everyone that come to me, 99% of the time, when they be honest with me and talk to me, I find a broken relationship in their tithes and offering. Praise the Lamb of God. That they have robbed God of it, the tithe and the offering. Praise the Lamb. God does not play with his word. God does not play with what he say is holy unto him. The tithe is holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you read the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy. I think I shared that yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. And you read it. When the children of Israel brought their tithes to the Lord, they recited, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That we bring our tithes unto you. We take it out of our house because it's holy, and we bring it in into your holy house. God, they tell them, and they say, we have not spent it, praise the Lamb, for any other reason. We have not spent. It's right there in Deuteronomy 26. Read it. Don't take my word for it. You read it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's there, and we have not spent it. And now, Father, we give it unto you gladly. Now, Lord, bless your people. It's right there. Read it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it shows you the blessing of the Lord that he places upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If there is a time for you to sow, there's a time for you to reap. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be the one that initiates faith through your obedience to God. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be the one that initiates faith through your obedience to God, and then you will see God blessing you even the more. We have a caller here. Let's see. Area code 630.
Good afternoon.
Who's calling? All right. Question.
My question is, how do you see that you don't have a debt? Does you care or the barber or something
like that? I don't know if you're moving around or what, but I can't hear you clear. You said, how do you do what?
I said, how do you do that when you work a job like you keep the chair and your income is different every day of the week? So how do you do that?
First fruit.
Yes.
It's the first fruit.
Okay.
Whatever comes in first.
Okay. And the increase?
Then you'll watch the increase from there.
Okay.
So if I'm a hairdresser and I get paid by the amount of money, if I did 6 heads today and each one of those heads was $30, then 6 times 30 is what, 180?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So And then, you know, I go back to work next week, blah, 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 blah. All right, so the week passed, praise the Lamb of God, because there has to be the whole of something, so it's the complete week. So the complete week, I made $600 or $450 or whatever. That's my first fruit.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then you will find, praise the Lamb of God, the blessing of the Lord. You once you do that, hallelujah, and you will see the increase come. And when the increase comes, praise the Lamb of God, whether it's $10, $50, $100, or $500, you take that portion because God is stretching your income. Praise the Lamb of God. He's stretching it for you. The stretch portion, praise the Lamb of God, you take that, praise the Lamb of God, as a first fruit. When you give that, the spirit of increase remain on you so you can increase even the more. Okay? All right, praise the Lamb of God. That was a good call, praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for Shaswan calling in to Twan and asking that question, praise the Lamb of God, because I'm sure that may be a question in somebody else's mind, praise the Lamb of God. God has designed the giving process, praise the Lamb of God, to fit us all. When it comes down to tithing, it's 10% of your income, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So since it's 10% of my income, whether I make $100 or $100,000, 10% is 10%. Not equal giving, but equal sacrifice. That's an equal sacrifice, not equal giving. Praise the Lamb of God. The first fruit is equal, praise the Lamb of God, sacrifice, not equal giving. Praise God, because I may make $1,000 and you may make $300. Praise the Lamb of God. But on your level, praise God, of income, it's a sacrifice. On my level of income, it's a sacrifice. Praise the Lamb of God. So if it's equal sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know anything that's not of faith is sin. It's not God. Praise the Lamb. So we do it in faith, trusting and believing God's word that this is what the Lord's will is for our life. And God sees you and he says, you're being obedient to my word. I'm going to bless you. Praise the Lamb of God with increase throughout this year. Hallelujah. All you have to do is follow the pattern. Again, the word discipline comes up. Again, the word. Now, see, we want to increase in this, that, and another, blah, 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 blah. And we watch our money dwindle, but we don't want to watch it increase because we don't want to do what it takes, praise the Lamb of God, for God to increase us the way that God says he will. Hallelujah. And we as prophetical people must understand, praise the Lamb of God, that the just live by faith. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. The just, we live by faith. Praise the Lord. And since we live by faith, we walk by faith, praise the Lamb of God, and not by sight. And a lot of us want to see everything before we do anything. We want to see it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, how do I know? Because I got it and this and blah, blah, blah. All of that is sight talk. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you come to the place, hallelujah, of faith, you recognize what you hoping for has already been done. Praise the Lamb of God, because it's the substance of things hoped for. What you hoping for has already been done in God. God has already done it. Hallelujah. All you got to do is walk to the place or the point in time, praise the Lamb of God, to receive what God has for you. It's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. It's coming. Your last meal has already been prepared in the mind of God. Your last bed that you're going to sleep in has already been made in the mind of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Your last words has already been ordered in the mind of God. Hallelujah. And it's all coming. Praise the Lamb of God. If you don't believe me, just keep living. It's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you are a prophetical being. You are predestined. Everything about you is prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. And when we really come to grips with this knowledge, it becomes so much easier for us, praise the Lamb of God, to move and operate. It becomes so much easier for us, praise the Lamb of God, to understand the Word of God when we recognize what we are. Hallelujah. I am a prophetic being. Praise the Lamb of God. Everything about me, everything I do is prophetical. And it's so prophetical until it's natural almost to me. It's comfortable with me. Praise the Lamb of God. I hear God, I obey God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I read the Word of God. This is what God's Word say. I get joy out of the Word of God. I don't get joy out of watching television. I get joy out of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You enjoy television. You enjoy a movie. You enjoy a person. You enjoy. But in God, you get joy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't enjoy God. I receive joy from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's my strength. Hallelujah. That flexes my muscles. Praise God, because I'm a prophetical person. Hallelujah. You, people of God, have to come to the point of faith, praise the Lamb, that you're willing to obey the Word of God. And it's not just in first fruit. It's in every area of your life. What does the Word of God say about this? How should we respond to this? Without putting yourself in a bondage, praise the Lamb of God, because the Word of God is not created for us to be in a bondage. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not bondage. It's liberty. Hallelujah. The liberty of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't feel like I'm in a cage. I don't feel like I'm bound. I don't feel like, praise the Lamb of God. I shared with you when I came on the show that I read Jeremiah this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And Jeremiah read, I believe it's 31:33. He says, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord says, and I will be their God. And I turned around and said, He is my God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And then if I look at God as an ocean, if God is my God, hallelujah. I said this earlier, there is no boundaries. There is no shore in Him. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't come to the other side of God. Praise the Lamb of God, because He's eternal. See, that's prophetic thinking. That's just prophetical thinking on my part. Praise the Lamb of God. He's eternal. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There is no bottom to Him. There is no top. Hallelujah. There is no circumference. You cannot measure Him. Praise the Lamb. That's prophetical thinking. His love is as endless as the sea. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's prophetical thinking. That's prophetical talk, people of God. Hallelujah. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. How long is that? Prophetical, praise the Lamb of God. That's prophetic timing. Whoever talks about eternity but God, praise the Lamb of God. Whoever talks about everlasting, the everlasting, the Alpha and the Omega, whoever, that's prophetic, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. You are a prophetic being. In essence, you were before the world was, because you were in God. Hallelujah. And when you leave this place, you're going back from whence you came. You're going back to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you are an eternal prophetic being. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just gave you something today, and I know I did. Praise the Lamb of God. You ain't got to ring no bells, and you ain't have to do no flips. Hallelujah. But I know, praise the Lamb of God, what I'm depositing to you is real. Praise the Lamb of God, and it's sure, hallelujah, and it's positive word, praise God. And it's the type of word, praise the Lamb, that we should be embracing in this season, praise God, as we pursue what God has for us, as we pursue what God has pronounced upon our lives, as we look for the promises of God. We want the promise. We don't want the process. We want the promise. We don't want the discipline. We want the promise. Praise the Lamb of God, but we don't want the obedience. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. And those of us who are going to be spiritual in this season, as this year dictates, the number, praise 2013, is a spiritual number. Praise the Lamb of God. That's oil. That's water. That's spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's a very spiritual and powerful number. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You break 20 down into tens, that's order. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You add them all together. Praise the Lamb of God. You have the number 6. Praise the Lamb of God, right? Hallelujah, which is the number of visitation. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What did God promise us? That I'm visiting you. Praise the Lamb of God. That I'm visiting you. That's what God has promised. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, you must position yourself in a spiritual dimension, praise God, to receive out of the spirit into the natural, the manifestation of the promise that God has spoken over your life. Praise the Lamb of God, and you will receive it. Hallelujah. If you pursue it, praise the Lamb of God. If you pursue and press, you will receive it. Praise the Lamb. God has ordered it. God has declared it. God has decreed it. It has come out of his mouth. Can God lie? Impossibility. Praise the Lamb of God. It's yours. Hallelujah. It's yours, people of God. And you're going to receive it. Hallelujah. Yeah. But as I state all the time, praise God, a lot of people can receive stuff, but can you maintain it? Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of people can receive stuff, but can you maintain it? Yes, praise the Lamb. Praise the Lord. A lot of people want, but can you keep it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want a husband. I want a wife. Can you keep one? Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want this. I want that. But will you keep it if you get it? Will you take care of it? Will you do the maintenance on it? Praise the Lamb of God. Responsibility and accountability come with every possession. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Whether it's short term or long term, accountability and responsibility comes with it. Praise the Lamb of God. I shared with you all on yesterday, praise God, briefly. I said, praise the Lamb, in this season, praise God, what you need to be doing is preparing yourself for the promise. Praise God. What has God promised? You need to be preparing yourself for it. Whatever God's spoken, you need to be preparing yourself for it. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord told me I was going to move. Hallelujah. I'm preparing myself for it already. Hallelujah. I'm preparing. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Thought about it this morning. I said, yeah, well, some stuff I can pack up. Praise that I'm not really using. I don't even know where I'm moving to. But God told me I was moving. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I'm preparing because God spoke this. People of God, if you're not going to prepare, praise God, for it, then you preparing to be surprised. And then if you're surprised, you might not be able to possess the prize. Hello, light bulbs. You might not be able to possess, praise the Lamb of God, what God is putting in your hand. Because you'll be like, wow, my goodness, praise the Lamb. That's why they ask people, okay, they play lotteries and what have you. They win. They ask, what you going to do with your money? And then they go stuttering. Well, I'm going to pay off some bills. And, well, they don't have a plan because they didn't plan to win. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. If you plan to win, praise the Lamb of God, you plan to receive, you plan to receive what God has promised you, then you will prepare yourself, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to be the recipient of it, because you know what you're going to do when you get it, praise God, hallelujah. You know how you're going to handle it when you receive it, and that's what's vital, important to us. Praise the Lamb of God in this day and time, people of God, that we receive from God, praise the Lamb of God, what God has for us through our preparation. Praise the Lamb of God. So make sure you prepare for what God has for you in this season. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I just wanted to give you that, hallelujah, as we talked about first fruits and things of this nature, because all of this goes together hand in hand. And I don't want you to miss, praise God, what God has for you, or I don't want you to receive it, praise God, and then when it's over, you say, well, yeah, well, praise God, but I need this now, praise God. And then you say, well, what did you do with what God gave you? And then you standing there just looking, praise God, because you did not have a plan, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Once you lose a job, praise God, watch this now, once you lose a job, your place of employment or something of that nature, praise God, everything hits you about how much money you have saved, this, that, another, blah, 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 what have you done? Hallelujah. You know what you say? Next time I'm going to do things differently. Praise God. That's what we say. Next time I'm going to do things differently. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to let myself be put in this shape again. Praise the Lamb. So we need to, praise the Lamb of God, shift now while you're employed, praise the Lamb of God, and do something with what God has given you, hallelujah, while it's coming in, praise God. Adjust yourself. Pay off that high credit card, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put all your efforts to that one high credit card and pay it off, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. I'm trying to help somebody today, praise the Lamb. That's how you attack your issues. What is the highest? What is the biggest mountain? Let's chop it down, praise the Lamb. If you have three credit cards, hallelujah, the one you send the most money to, praise the Lamb of God, is the one, praise the Lamb of God, with the highest interest. Pay it off quick and cut it up. You don't need that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Then the other two, let's say their interest is about the same. The one that's the highest, send the extra money to it. Praise the Lamb of God and pay it down. Hallelujah. That's the way you tackle these type of things, praise the Lamb of God, so you can free yourself up, hallelujah, and say, I can breathe again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to help you. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, no testimonies today. This is y'all quiet today. No testimony, praise the Lord of God. No praise report. Nobody has a praise report. God has done nothing for none of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, he should be good to me. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Let me just say this. Hallelujah. The oh, my God, those that ordered the water on yesterday, praise God, it is coming to you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Those who sold the Jubilee offering on yesterday, the water is coming to you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, Angel is coming over today, praise the Lamb of God, to go in my prayer place with me and make sure, praise, that you receive the water today. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, this water is really fascinating me. Hallelujah. They said my grandson jumped up and went to running around the house, and he's eating and everything, praise God, as though he'd never been sick. Praise the Lord. This water is fascinating me. Hallelujah. I just thank God for what he is doing in this season for all of us, for each of us. Praise the Lamb. People of God, hallelujah, make sure that you understand, praise the Lamb of God, that Jubilee is about a cancellation. Praise the Lamb of God of debt. Hallelujah. It's about a cancellation of debt. Praise the Lord. And God said, for those that receive it, praise the Lamb of God, receive from them the Jubilee offering. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord has spoken, and you know I obey God. Praise God. So therefore, hallelujah, those of you who want to receive that, praise the Lamb of God, you send that Jubilee offering. This, people of God, I can't help but call it the miracle water. Hallelujah. The holy mantle, praise the Lamb of God, was placed on this water, at the directives of the Holy Spirit, as God spoke to me and told me what to do. I had never done nothing like this before in my life, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then even when we are leaving the service, the Lord told me, take the water. Do not leave that water here. I took the water, praised the Lamb of God, placed it in the car, and when I got home, the Lord said, do not put that water with the. I was just going to put it in there and say, I'm drinking these. The Lord said, take the water and put it, praise the Lamb of God, in the holy place. So I put it in the holy place, praise the Lamb of God. Then the Lord told me, came back and told me, praise the Lamb of God, there are many that need the water, hallelujah, and they will ask for the water, praise the Lamb of God. When they ask for it, they must sow a jubilee offering, praise the Lamb of God, of 50, praise the Lord, in order to receive the water. Do not send the water to anyone that will not give that jubilee offering. That's what the Lord told me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord said. I just obey God. Praise the Lamb. And I believe, listen to me, people of God, I believe that God desires to do more, hallelujah, for you than even I believe that there is a double anointing, praise the Lamb of God, in this water deal. Not actually on the water, praise the Lamb of God. I believe that's going to do what God said it was going to do, and that's healing and everything. But I think God want to cancel some debts too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, let me tell you this. A lot of sickness has debt connected to it. A lot of sickness have debt connected to it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And there may be some things God want to wash away for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just sharing this with you. Praise the Lamb of God. It is not going to hurt me if you don't get the water. It's not going to hurt me. Praise the Lamb. I promise you that. It's not going to hurt me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you because I want you to receive the blessing. If this is for you, if you're feeling this in the spirit, praise the Lamb of God. Many felt it right away and said, woo, I must do this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I was talking to my sister Carolyn on last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She said, Prophet, when I heard the word jubilee, praise the Lamb of God, she said, Brother, I just sent it. Praise God. She didn't even know she had some water coming. Praise the Lamb of God. She just heard debt counseling. Because she knows what jubilee means. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jubilee is the number 50. After 49 years, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord ordered the children of Israel, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The 50th year to do debt cancellation. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody that owed them money, they had to let them go free. This is what God did, told Israel to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Debt cancellation took place the year of Jubilee. And then there was a feast of Jubilee. Praise the Lamb of God that was given. And then they had to let the land rest. Praise the Lamb of God. And they had to let the poor eat off the land. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever came up on the land, they had to let the poor eat off the land. They could not harvest it. The poor could just walk up on your land and pick up some onions, pick up some watermelons or whatever. Praise the Lamb of God, because that's the way God ordered it. Praise the Lamb of God, so that everybody could live and everybody could have plenty. He didn't want people in bondage of debt. Praise the Lamb of God. And he doesn't want you in debt. Hallelujah. But we have to trust God in this season. Praise the Lamb of God, so that the debt cancellation blessing can come upon us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I just teach the truth. Praise God. I just give you what God is saying, hallelujah, to give you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. The rest is up to you on how and what you're going to do. Praise the Lamb of God with what God is giving you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you move, hallelujah, and do what God says do in this season, you're going to really see God doing, praise the Lamb of God, some extraordinary things in your life because this is the season, praise the Lamb of God, of signs and wonders and miracles. This is the season. You're in that season, praise the Lamb of God. You're in the season, hallelujah. You need to position yourself so you'll be able to receive from God the blessings that God has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. My goodness. Listen, we got a few more minutes here. If anyone have any questions or anything, praise the Lamb of God. You can ask them right now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We will entertain your questions. Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. If you have a question, something you don't understand, something you want me to clarify, pray, because I want you to get what I'm saying right, praise the Lamb of God. And if you need that, then push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and we will discuss it right quick, praise the Lord, so that you can be blessed, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with the knowledge and clarity of whatever it is that you're confused about. Praise the Lord. I would that you have complete understanding of all that I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lamb. Yesterday, praise God, when we were talking about prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and fasting, praise the Lord, a lot of revelation came out of that. I got a lot of inboxes, praise the Lamb of God, concerning that knowledge on that piece, praise God, of people saying, I never knew that, I never understood it that way, and I never heard anyone teach, praise the Lamb of God, on fasting and praying the way you have, praise the Lamb of God, but it just makes so much sense, praise the Lamb of God. So I really want people of God to do a series on this, praise God, hallelujah, across a week. And my brother who was on here the other day, Bishop Darrell Husband, I'm going to try to get him to come on one day. I'm going to get Pastor Nation to come on one day, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I want to get Pastor, praise Edward Pierce, to come on one day, praise the Lamb of God. We can break his schedule. He's a school teacher. I'll get him to come on one day, praise the Lamb of God, to talk about warfare, prayer. We're going to really hammer this prayer and fasting thing out because it's so vital that we do things according to the way God would have us to do and not monkey see, monkey do syndrome, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We look at the way people do things and we mimic it and we copycat it. Praise the Lord. And once we copy it, it becomes habitual. And we think this is the way it's supposed to be done because that's the way they're doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. When in fact, we need to find out through the Word of God what God requires of us. Praise the Lamb of God. What does the Lord require of me? And how should, praise the Lamb of God, I act in that way? Praise the Lamb. I can't wait for you all to meet Pastor Eric Nation, who's going to be on our show real soon with us, praise the Lamb of God, talking about prayer. He's going to be on the show talking about prayer with us, praise the Lamb of God, in the next, it may be even tomorrow, I don't know, that if I can secure him, praise the Lamb of God, but I'm sure it's going to be between now and Friday. He'll be with us talking about prayer. He works in our, praise the Lamb of God, international prayer ministry out in Oakland, California. Prominent pastor out there doing a great work in the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. And I just thank and praise God for brothers, hallelujah, who are about prayer, hallelujah, and who are doing prayer. He has the Ark of the Covenant, a replica of it, in his home, praise the Lamb of God, in a private room. Him and his wife set up, praise the Lamb of God, where they do go daily in prayer, praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, people of God, there are some people who embrace prayer, hallelujah, so sacredly, praise the Lamb of God, and are so serious about it until the very decor in their home dictates it, praise the Lamb of God, allows you to see that somebody there is a praying person. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Eric Nation is that type of pastor and man of God. Hallelujah. And I believe in my spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that you're going to receive a breakthrough just by him coming on the air. He has a powerful anointing on his life, used to deal drugs, all of this kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God, and God has delivered him from much. Hallelujah. The son of a pastor, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. His mother a stepfather do missionary work all over the world. Praise the Lamb of God. They travel all into the deep places of Africa and India and places like that to do missionary work. He is a son and a seed of the righteous, and he's going to be on the show with us. He's already consented. We just got to get the date down pat. And we're going to have some interesting things for you across this year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. Now, in these last few minutes, praise the Lamb of God, that we have to spend together, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me share this with you, that during this year, praise the Lamb of God, our marriage ministry is going to have place on the shelf. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to give voice and give way to talk to married couples. Praise God. And watch this now. Listen good, because you're going to miss it. You're going to say, well, I ain't married. Praise God. See, that's what happens to it. No, this is twofold. Praise God. To strengthen marriages and to prepare those for marriage who are not married. Praise the Lamb of God. Really threefold. And to find out. Hallelujah. And to examine, I'm going to participate in this, praise the Lamb of God, what is our downfalls in marriage, praise the Lamb, that has caused marriage to be broken, to be separated, and even divorced. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to be discussing this kind of stuff. Because you know why, people of God, if we don't investigate it, everything that we do is prophetical. We have declared that. Praise the Lamb of God. So therefore, we must make sure that our marriage is in line also with the Word of God. Praise the Lamb. Starting with being connected to the right person. Praise the Lamb of God. Starting with being connected to the right person. Praise God. I'm telling you, we got some big plans for you. Praise the Lamb of God across this year. That's going to be a blessing to your life. Praise God. We're going to do, praise the Lamb of God, management of children. How to really manage our children in this era, in this season, so that our children, praise the Lamb of God, can grow up, hallelujah, in our homes, praise the Lamb of God, and we can birth them into prophetic ministries and things of that nature. People of God, God wants your kids. Don't think he doesn't. He wants them, praise the Lamb of God. But you have to know that he wants them. And then you have to bring them into the place, praise the Lamb of God, so that God can really use them, praise the Lamb of God, as he has used you and as he desires to use you. It's so much to deal with, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, that we're going to talk about, praise the Lamb of God, across this year. It's going to be an exciting time for you, praise the Lamb of God, as well as for many others, praise the Lamb. Now, listen. I will be in Dallas, Texas, praise the Lamb of God, next month. Next month, I will be in Dallas, Texas at the Press Center, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Those of you, let me tell you something, this is going to be a three-day conference. We're doing a pastor session there, praise the Lamb of God, a prophetic prayer conference, praise the Lamb of God, there in Dallas, Texas, hallelujah, Fort Worth, Dallas. And all of you are invited, praise the Lamb of God. I will have those dates for you tomorrow, praise God. My calendar is being worked on right now. I have them dates for you tomorrow, praise the Lord, so that you can parachute in. And those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area can come out and participate, praise the Lamb of God. A flyer is about to come out on Facebook, praise the Lord, concerning that. Man, it's going to be awesome, though. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Gracie McCoy will be with me down in Dallas, Texas. Praise the Lamb of God at the Press Center. Pastor Helen Epps, praise the Lamb of God, is in Ethiopia right now. Praise the Lord. We've been covering her in prayer as she goes and do a missionary work. God just, I mean, miraculously, praise the Lamb of God, blessed her to go. Some people paid her entire trip, flight, room, spending money, everything, so that she can go and be a part of this dynamic move. Boy, you're talking about a woman with an anointing on her life. Hallelujah. I mean, you can see the glory on Helen, praise the Lamb of God. Her and her husband, Robert, praise the Lamb of God, are great people, praise the Lamb. Somebody just texted me a copy of the dollar thing. And those of you that it's on our page, praise the Lamb of God, and it's also on my page about the dollar savings, praise the Lamb. Somebody just texted to me and say, started it already, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, hallelujah. This is an awesome opportunity for us to get ahead, praise the Lamb of God. I want you ahead. I want you ahead. It's your time. It's your season. You have declared it, praise the Lamb of God, but it's going to take some action on your part. Hallelujah. It's going to take some action on your part, praise the Lamb of God, in order to make what God has pronounced on you, praise the Lamb of God, manifest, hallelujah, and then that you manage it properly, praise the Lord. God, keep putting it in our hands, and we keep wasting it. God puts it in our hand, and we waste it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We put it in our hand, we waste it. Praise the Lord. We must come to a place, hallelujah, of understanding what we need to do in order to be ahead. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To be ahead. When you say be ahead, it's not just getting ahead, but it's maintaining headship. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what being ahead means. It's really mean it's a state of being. I am the head. I'm not the tail. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love God today. I love the people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you, you, and you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're also planning, boy, I just wish I had my calendar here. We're also planning a youth conference. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to throw this out there to you. We're planning a prophetic prayer retreat. Praise the Lamb of God. That should be coming up real soon. You're going to be hearing about this too. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. With fire intercessors and things of that nature. It's people of God, listen, if we really had the mind, praise the Lamb of God, to move, hallelujah, as the Spirit dictates and to receive what God has for us, we'll be coming together quarterly, not once a year. We would really, praise the Lamb of God, be fashioning ourselves to come together so that iron can sharpen iron, so that we be able, praise the Lamb of God, to deal with all the various components of our life and living, of our families and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, to bring glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am excited, praise the Lamb of God, about what the vision is for PSM, for Prophetic Truth. I am excited about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophetic Truth has spilled over into Truth Christian Assembly. Truth Christian Assembly is spilling over now into Prophetic Truth. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The vision is becoming one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I told you all this in the beginning. A lot of you that have been here, a television station called me today. I don't even know the station it was. Called me today and said, we want to interview you. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't y'all go to Holland. We want to interview you. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we think you are the person, hallelujah, that we need in our programming. My goodness gracious, people of God. Now, y'all know that's some prophecy in that. Praise the Lamb of God that has been prophesied to me, that I was going to be on television. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's been prophesied. It was prophesied last year. What is this? The season of manifestation and promise. I mean, I don't even know. Just the phone was ringing. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just looked at the phone and I saw something TV on it. And I grabbed it and I answered it. Praise the Lord. And that's what was on the other line. On the other end of the line was a man, praise the Lamb of God, named Brian, telling me, I want to sit down with you, praise the Lamb of God, and talk to you about this, because we think that you're the man, praise the Lamb of God, to make this happen. People of God, God is doing so much for us if we would just walk in it. Praise the Lamb of God. If we would just walk in it, God is doing so much for us. Praise the Lamb of God until there is nothing you can do but shout hallelujah and go with God and flow with God. Praise the Lamb of God. If you go with God and flow with God, you will find out, praise the Lamb of God, that God is taking you somewhere, hallelujah, that you've never been. He's raising you up, praise the Lamb of God. He's raising you up. He's bringing you up out of, praise the Lamb of God, that dry place, hallelujah. He's bringing you into a large place. He's, as the prayer of Jabez says, enlarge my territory. He's trying to enlarge your territory, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I mean, businesses are going to be birthed this year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord has given me a total of revelation, praise the Lamb of God, for our church and ministry concerning the order of the church. Praise the matter of fact, I'm writing a book about it even now. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. It is going to be fantastic, people of God. All you have to do is just get your popcorn, praise the Lamb of God, fasten your seatbelt, and enjoy the ride, because God is going to do, praise the Lamb of God, more for you this year than any year you have seen, praise the Lamb of God, as you continuously position yourself for the promise. Position yourself for the promise. I just gave y'all a little tidbit of my message for Sunday. Position yourself for the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. We talked about pressing for the promise this past Sunday. Praise the Lord. Position yourself for the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Make sure, hallelujah, that you do that, and you're going to find yourself a recipient of the promise. Hallelujah. Make sure your life is together with God now, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. This ain't no time to go haywire and start doing stuff that, you know, that's out of the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. You want to stay as close as possible to the border, praise the Lamb of God, of living, hallelujah, the life that God would have you to live. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm excited. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm about to run out of the studio. Hallelujah. I got some business and stuff to take care of. Hallelujah. People of God. Now, don't you think today I open up, praise the Lamb, because I want to rehash some things, praise the Lamb, but I have a wonderful program for you, hallelujah, that's going to start tomorrow, as we talked about with this prayer and this fasting. There's a whole lot of stuff that I have not covered that needs to be covered, and I want you to be here to receive that. Spread the word, praise the Lamb of God. Inbox somebody and tell them, don't miss it, praise the Lamb of God, that we're going to be dealing with this, hallelujah, extensively right here on the show, so that you can be blessed to receive what these powerful men and women of God is going to be bringing, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to be a blessing to your life. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Man, I'm just excited about God. I love each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. I have to go. I bless you. Enjoy this song as we go. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, it's been a good day. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll talk to you later. In Jesus' name, amen.